Yes, that took up half the tape. What did you think of it? I bet it was real dumb.
And I thank you if you even bother to listen to it.
I'll listen to it now and I'll add something onto it, alright? Alright, I just listened to it. And there are a few mistakes that are quite obvious. And at parts, it's really boring and monotonous and just stupid as crap. All day yesterday, Wednesday, I just stayed home and then I went to a friend's house where we practiced songs. And that was one of the songs we practiced. But we did better together. Because, like, the saxophone part, when it goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, the saxophone part goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I can't really sing it, but I know how it goes because I wrote it. And, like, both of us were, like, totally stunned. Because, you know, I don't have a saxophone. See, I wrote the piano part at home. And then I said, John, I have a good song for you. We can practice it. He said, okay, fine, give me the sax part. I said, I haven't written one. He says, you haven't? We'll write one. I said, okay. So I came home and I wrote a sax part for him. You know, I had it transposed, you know, make it from piano to sax. And then I did the same from piano to cornet. So I have three parts, the piano part, sax part, and cornet. So we did that yesterday. We played together and it was like totally awesome how the sax sounded. It's a very slow song and we didn't play the whole thing yesterday. We recorded the first half, which is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then we recorded the other half a long time ago. It was like last week. It was boom, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We recorded all that before. I just blended the two together for you, all right, special. Because it's in the same key and it's both for piano and it doesn't matter a bit beyond that, all right?